What comes to mind when we say the word power? Is it the ability to control others? Or perhaps it's the capacity to influence change? Or maybe it's the strength to endure hardships? On this intriguing journey, we aim to unravel the multifaceted concept of power. Before we proceed, let's take a moment to welcome all those who've joined us on this journey of exploration. Whether you're a student, a scholar, a thinker, or simply a curious soul, we're glad you're here. If you're seeking answers, if you're questioning norms, if you're challenging the status quo, then you, my friend, are already exercising a form of power, the power of curiosity. So thank you for choosing us, and we appreciate you in subscribing to our podcast. As we dive into the depths of this concept, we hope to illuminate the many faces of power and perhaps help you discover your own. Remember, power is not just about control, it's about understanding, it's about empathy, it's about endurance, and above all, it's about love. So let's embark on this journey together. So, this week on another episode of Wisdom of Naive Minds, we are unraveling the Rediscover series. Thus, as we progress further into the series, we'll uncover more about ourselves than we ever thought possible. Well, as you all know by now, we break down our topics in this series by using biblical references. We have used this as our model because of the untapped mysteries of influence and growth that the Bible can offer. This episode's scripture reference will be taken from the book of Romans, one of the many letters in the New Testament section of the Bible written by Paul. Paul wrote his letter to the Romans from Corinth near the end of his third missionary journey. Several clues suggest that Paul wrote this letter during the 3 months he stayed in Corinth. See Acts 22:3. The term Greece in these verses refers to Corinth, possibly between AD 55 and 56. We will discuss Paul sometime in the future, but today let's get to the scripture. And Romans chapter 3 verse 27 reads, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it." This verse, taken from the New Testament of the Bible, brings forth a profound concept. It discusses the idea of boasting about one's faith, a practice that is often seen in various forms. The verse challenges this notion, suggesting that faith is not about boasting or showing off one's religious deeds. Instead, it is about believing and trusting in God, even when the odds are against us. It teaches us about humility, about faith in God, and about the power that comes from this faith and how using that power rightly will make strangers become friends. This passage, it also questions the idea of bragging about one's religious conviction. It's not about parading religious acts, but rather about sincerely believing and depositing our faith in God. It imparts lessons about modesty, trust in God, and the strength that springs from this faith. This verse is an influential reminder of the genuine essence of power, not in supremacy but in faith and humility. It seamlessly integrates into our conversation about the theory of power, laying down the groundwork for the continuing part of our exploration. As we move forward, we'll see how this concept of power ties into our larger discussion. Power, in its most basic form, is the ability to act or produce an effect. But it isn't just a singular, straightforward concept. It's a spectrum, a kaleidoscope of different variations and aspects. Consider the power of the mind, for instance. It's not about controlling others, but about having control over one's own thoughts and emotions. This internal power can bring about profound personal change and growth. Then there's the power of influence, which isn't about domination or coercion. It's about inspiring others, leading by example, and making a positive impact. This power can shape communities, societies, and even the course of history. There's also the power of endurance. This isn't about physical strength or stamina. It's about the resilience to withstand adversity, the tenacity to keep going no matter the obstacles. This power can help one overcome life's toughest challenges. And let's not forget the power of knowledge. This isn't about knowing everything, but about having the wisdom to understand, learn, and grow. This power can unlock untold potential and open doors to endless possibilities. Then we have the power of love, the most potent power of them all. It isn't about possession or obsession. It's about compassion, empathy, and selflessness. This power can heal wounds, bridge gaps, and bring about unity. So, power isn't just a singular concept. It's a continuum, an assortment of different variations and aspects. It's the power of the mind, the power of influence, the power of endurance, the power of knowledge, and the power of love. The concept of power is complex and multifaceted, but when understood and harnessed properly, it can be a force for positive change, personal growth, and collective progress. So the next time we think about power, let's remember its many faces and its true potential. Because in the end, power isn't about control or domination. It's about the ability to act, to influence, to endure, to understand, and most importantly, to love. So remember this, power is not about being powerful, but about empowering. It's not about ruling, but about leading. And it's not about strength, but about resilience. Because true power lies not in oppression, but in liberation. Not in fear, but in love. And not in darkness, but in light. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your support. You can also find us and follow us on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and we now have a channel on the WhatsApp platform. See you next time on the next episode of Wisdom of Naive Minds, the place where we share what we believe to be the tools of revealing the potential of your unhindered version.